Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, y'all? It's Ruby Gay. This is Speakeasy, brought to y'all by Believe Network. Today is different. Today I got Big Homie.
So Big Boss, the Big Boss dog.
I got him on, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. Zach Randolph, all y'all don't know. My vet. Man, really set the foundation for my career, man. It's one of the reasons why I'm still going, man. You know what I mean? Before I get into it, man, I just really want to, talk about, where you started, man. Marion, Indiana. I heard the stories and everything, but I really just want you to just let everybody out there just know about, how I was growing up there.
Man, I grew up in a small town, probably about 50 minutes north of Indianapolis. And, grew up a single parent, just my mother, four siblings, I'm the oldest. And, a struggle, come from a struggle, not having, always made me want to work hard from, where I come from. So just not having, and, my mother having a third grade education coming from the South. So just a lot of struggles, but, that's what made me, that's what inspired me.
Yeah. I remember mom's. I remember, the whole family being out there and being around and how proud they was of you, man. But, one thing about, coming from the struggle, and one thing I seen from you is, man, Z-Bo, man, when it came to the cars, the jewelry, my man did it big, man. He set the foundation, everything, man. So, the luxury thing, and he had the old schools, man. Yeah. Like, what made you fall in love with that so much?
Man, I love old schools. I'm in one right now. I'm in a 71 hardtop Impala.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm riding one right now. So. But nah, my favorite cars, man. And a man got their hobbies. Man, my hobby is cars. Especially the older cars. Yeah. So me collecting them and just falling in love with the passion. I don't know if you remember that DVD, the East Coast Riders, back in the day, just seeing them boys in Miami and, down south come with them dunks, man. I just fell in love with them cars, man.
Yeah, so let me take y'all back, man. We, I think it was my second or third year in the league. There was a guy named Double D that worked right up, I don't know what he did. He did everything, really, rest in peace.
Double D.
But he came to me and was like, man, we got a chance to get Zach Randolph. I was like, I didn't know what to think, man. I'm early in the league, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just trying to win. But as soon as I met Z-Bo, man, it was totally different, man. Like, when you see somebody come in there, he came in there, you knew, yo, he about business. And, no matter what people said about you before, no matter what happens off the court, this man, he came in, and he was a big brother to not just me, but everybody. I've never met anybody say anything bad about him. Obviously, the media, and that's why we're here. The media can say what the fuck they want, but, I was in the locker room with you. No matter what, you always going to be a big brother to me. And he showed me, like I said, cars, jewelry, showed me even more than that, how to conduct myself, how to get myself out of shit. And it's bigger than that. So, and that's the biggest thing with these platforms, man. They can, no matter what has happened, we get a chance to tell our own story, man. You know what I'm saying? But let's talk about Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, Let's start before that. Start off in Portland. Tell me about that team.
Man, coming to Portland, man, I came into Portland. I left Michigan State after my freshman year.
Right.
Same, route you went. You left after your freshman year.
Second year. I only went to school for one.
That shit makes you being honest. I went to school for 6 months after we got beat. The final four, I went to school game. I didn't even return with the team. I said, Coach, I got to go feed mom. Man. Mom needs some help, you know? But, nah, man, going to Portland, coming in as a young rookie, man, not knowing, and coming in with them group of guys, man, was a great learning experience for me. You know, I learned a lot from, you know, Scottie Pippen to Steve Kerr to Damon Stoudemire, Chris Dudley, Bonzi Wells. Like, you know, I'm on a team with a lot of vets, but a lot of real vets. Like, you know, not no second, third year, you know, how it is now, you know, with a bunch of young players. It was a lot of veterans.
Right.
So I learned a lot, and I had to grow up quick with them guys. And that was a great experience. You know, I wouldn't change nothing for the world. I learned to hit a lot of rough patches, bounce back, learned a lot of things, and man, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, man. So you went from there to you know, to New York.
New York.
And then from there to the
Clippers. Clippers for half a season. I probably would have been with the Clippers, but they got the first round pick. They ended up getting the first pick, and that's when Blake was coming out of Oklahoma.
Let's talk about that. This man, look. Let me tell you something. Don't play y'all series with the Clippers, man. Z-Bo, man.
Man.
I know it was more than just basketball right there, you know. I mean, people don't understand, like, when you play on a team, and, you know, every year it's a draft, man. And teams had they think what they want for the team. But that ain't got shit to do with the players that's already there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was a blessing in disguise, though, because now look at you. Your name's in the Raptors in Memphis, so they don't even know what they did. But at the end of the day, you know, they drafted Blake Griffin. Obviously, y'all play the same position. But, you know, without that shit, I would never have had a chance to play with you, man. So, man. I appreciate it.
Man, it was a blessing.
I appreciate
man.
The Clippers, man.
Thanks, man. But it was a blessing, like you said, you know, all the way around. You know, when it first happened, I was getting traded. I'm like, you know, damn, I'm going to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a lot of family in Memphis already.
Right.
So, you know, when I first got traded, it was like, man, shit. I was kind of leery about it. You know, I just told myself, you know, I'm going to go in there and work hard. I know I was coming in with a bunch of young players like you yourself and talented as you are, and Mike and other young players. So the core you already had set.
OJ.
Yeah. Juice. The core that was already set, was I was excited about that part, you know, yeah. Coming in and seeing what we could do.
Yo, at this point, what am I, 3 or 4 years in the league? Z-Bo comes into the locker room like, yo, bro, anything you need, Memphis, I got you. I ain't never seen that before. I've already been living there for 4 years. I'm like, what are you talking about? But believe it, anything you need in Memphis, he got it. And to this day, man, to this day, that city, you know, when you do well in that city, and I said something about that in a couple podcasts ago, like, yo, they really take to you, man. So what do you think about those young guys, how they play, you know, this year?
Man, them young guys, man, they had a great season, man. I think that they're going to continue to grow and grow. And the foundation that the organization, that the, you know, the front office has set with Ja and Bane and Jaren and, you know, them young guys, how they're doing, and the upside is going to be great. And I think they're going to be back here next year.
Yes.
You know, I think, you know, with Ja special, not only that, he can draw players in.
Yeah.
You know, I think Ja's one of them players that other players see that. Like,
they
man,
draw
I,
to
him. Yeah, I'll go play with Ja. So, and that's another thing they got going for him. So, I think all around the board, they're going in a great direction.
One thing I like about them is that the, you know, the confidence they got, the cockiness. And, you know what I'm saying? And before Z got there and I was in there, like, during the transition, they just traded Powell, who was their guy. They got me in the draft. And I was doing the transition from, you know, them being, they you know, I wouldn't say they were, like, competitors, but to from being, like, starting over to trying to be a playoff team again. And, you know, I say, you know, I attribute a lot of that to you in our core we have. But how does it feel like to start, to jumpstart that to where they are now? Like, I don't see that confidence in that team without, you know, the things that, you know, you did there.
And, yeah, that's true. You know, I think, like you said, you know, bringing that, setting that foundation. And you was part of that, too. You know what I mean? You know, you started. So, as long as yourself and you know, OJ and, you know, Mark and the guys who came in there, and Tony, and set a foundation. And I think the young guys now that we got there, they got that, you know, that chip on their shoulder, like, man, ain't no bullying shit going on here. Right, like, right.
You started that.
Yeah, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a fight here. So, and I respect that about them. And they all playing with heart.
Yeah,
they playing with toughness, and they carrying that gritty grind.
Yeah, I remember a certain playoff series. This is when I had shoulder surgery. We were playing against the Thunder, and I ain't gonna say what player it was, but it kind of got chippy. You know, the playoffs always get chippy, man. And I just remember. I remember, you know, you both got thrown out. So both of them get thrown out of the game because, you know, Z-Bo, they got Chippy. So, you know, obviously we needed Z-Bo more than the other team needed the other guy. So, you know, everybody was like, damn, Z. But one thing about Z, man, when he gets in that mold, ain't no getting him out of it, man. So they get thrown out of the game, and our locker room is this way. Their locker room was this way. So they both get thrown out. I see Z-Bo, he's walking the wrong way. He's like walking towards their locker. I'm like, yo, we gotta go the other way. He's like, nah, I'm going this way. So, you know, if you go back, you find out who that person is, and yeah, they need a security to kind of.
You got a good job now, so I need to get some of that money back. Get some of that fine money back.
Right, man. Shoot, that's you know. Nowadays, it's a little different, but, you know, man, that's just the competitiveness he's always had, and I always admire from him. I guess, you know, at the end of the day, it's sports, but, you know, when two men get competitive, you can't look at somebody like they're different for trying to, you know, defend themselves or feel like they've been disrespected. So, and one thing he doesn't take is disrespect, and I learned that from him and carried that in my career. Let's talk about, you know, Endless. I've seen the growth, and I remember you telling me about, you know, local rappers and all that stuff. Like, man, he about to be here, because we always talk about music. Yeah, my boy about to be here. How, you know, what
made every day in the locker room? Yeah, I got tired of me playing.
So what made you transition to that?
Man, just the opportunity I seen, you know, being in Memphis, and, you know, with us athletes, you know, we love music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just, you know, like that. The rappers and musicians, they love playing sports, love basketball. So, like you said, it's a give and take thing there. So, man, just loving music and just being in Memphis and all that music, you know, they're one of the cities that got a lot of history of music from you know, rock and roll to rhythm and blues to, you know, so to rap music, so to every gene of music. So just getting the opportunity to get in that, finding Money Bag and, you know, hooking up to him.
Talk about your roster, though.
Man, we got a nice roster, man. We got some talent. Not only that, we're steady building. You know, the label been up with, you know, 3-4 years. So just continue to grow and continue to find talent. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's all about. There's a lot of talent in this world. So just, you know, we got big homie G on there. Mm-hmm. You know, he out of Memphis. He making noise. D Moolah, you know, Money Bag, you know, Big 30. You know, so we making noise, Lonely Girl, so,
yeah.
You know, Bezel Boy Black. So we got a nice roster, what we doing. And what we doing is just trying to focus in and just get good music.
Yeah.
Have these guys and young ladies to continue to work, put your time in and believe. Cause
Money Bag been on fire, man. Really been on fire. I've been, I remember going into the Cristal shop and you brought your son in there, man. Yeah. He was like, man. He saw you and he's like, man, play that Money Bag. I'm like, all right, let's throw it on, man. I'm like sitting there, like, all right. So I sent it to my my brother. He was like, man, who is that, man? I'm like, man, he next up and showing up, man.
Real spit.
Yeah, man. So, like, you know, I applaud you for, you know, found that. You found that talent. You still going. It was 2012. Put yourself back there when you know, we were scraping, and then finally, you know, made it to the playoffs and actually beating the Spurs, who was the number one team in the league at the time, and beating them, what was it, six? I think it was six.
Six games. Six at home.
You know what I'm saying? And I say, yo, like, really, we you put us on your back, man. And I remember sitting in the sidelines like, man, I wish I could play. I was hurt. No. This is when I had surgery. But, you know, Z-Bo is like really took that leap to be, you know, a force in the league, man. And, you know, how did it feel, man? Like, you didn't just do it for yourself. I felt like you were doing it for yourself, but people around felt like you were doing it for them. Like, the whole city felt like you did it for them. So, like, you know, what mindset was you in when that happened?
Man, just just what we had improved from what we started, even before you had got hurt, like, you know, how we was playing.
You just felt it.
You know, people could see where we were getting to and where we were going with how we were playing. Mm-hmm. They were like, okay, man, these boys serious. Like, every game, you know. Guys used to hate coming to the FedEx. They come into the Green Grindhouse to form. They knew they got to get some rest because they knew it was going to be battle with us the next day. Yeah. It wasn't going to be easy. So just believing in, man, us having respect for each other and playing for each other in the city, having our back. Like, you know, it's a small town. It's not no glitz and glamour town, but it's real love. And then for Rudy, he could tell you too. You feel that being in that city, that, okay, these people is real. And, you know, it's real love. So doing that, playing for the city, and man, just us playing for each other was big for us, man. And we believe.
I think when your jersey went to the Raptors, it kind of was like that. We all, like, I talked to Mike about it. Did they put me up there? Because I had said something about that.
Yeah, they did.
Me and Mike talked about it. I feel like, you know, Juice, everybody, we feel like we were a part of that, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? When they put him up there, it's not just you, it's all of us, bro.
That's right. We all up there.
Yeah, so, like, I'm you know, happy about that, man. How do you feel? Like, bro, you're from Marion, Indiana, man, bro.
From the slums, from nothing.
Like, has it really sunk in? Like, bro, your jersey is sitting in the FedEx form, man. That ain't never going to be. Nobody's winning 50.
Man.
How'd that feel?
I just thank God. Like you said, just coming from, you know, from nothing, from just seeing that and walking to arena and not only that, just getting the love from, you know, the whole city and just, like, embracing me. So, man, it's just like, wow. Like you said, it was God's plan. It was God's plan for me getting traded to Memphis, that Blake got the number one. Clippers had a number one pick. It was all his plan. So, man, I'm thankful, man. And, you know, I still work for the team and still part of the organization. Mm-hmm. Talk to all the young players and do stuff in the city still. So, I'm very still a part of that city organization.
Oh, man, even if you left, man, they'd be like, man, no, Z-Bo is up. He's still Memphis, bro. Marion must be Memphis of the North.
M-town to M-town,
man. Take a minute, just talk about, bro. Honestly, I don't think we ever really had this conversation with, bro, like, really. Man, I've never, like, I remember the conversation we had. It was during the game. You might not remember this. We got into it. I was shooting too much. And during halftime, not that halftime, it was like a timeout. He was like, little bro, look, I'll make a little money too, man. You got to pass me the ball. I'm like, and I'm sitting there looking. I look at the score. And I look at the stat sheet. Like, damn, I am shooting a lot. Man. No way. We won that game because, you know, I had to pass ball to him, man. But it's like, we always had an understanding, bro. Like, you know, like, we teammates, we would snap at each other every now and then, but, bro, he would, you know, we would always laugh and joke at each other, make jokes about each other, and be cool. That's one of the things about that team. And I think that's why the success happened. We all genuinely cared about each other, man. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I remember when your brother passed, and we had a mutual friend. I don't think I could come, but we had a mutual friend, Neve, that went out there. He just talked about how the whole, like, the whole hood came out and really showed love, and, man, and that just goes to show, like, we talk about Memphis, but, like, he really puts on for Indiana, not just Marion. He really puts on for Indiana, and, you know, all over. Like, what do you always say? Earth is your turf.
That's right. Earth is my turf.
Earth is my turf.
But no,
well-respected. Well-respected man. But I also remember Neve telling me he was walking around looking for
Uber.
He's looking for Uber. And so he asked somebody at the funeral, he was like, "Where can I get an Uber?" They're like,
"Uber?
Nah. They ain't coming in here."
They are not.
Man, so this let you know, like, man, like, this is a real success story, man. This is what I want to do. I want to tell people stories and dive deep into the person and why they are. And like I said, I forgot which show I did. Like, people talk about analytics, but, you know, they talk about, you know, how many threes and how many twos you don't shoot in layups. But the real analytic is, what's this dude's pedigree? You know what I'm saying? What has he been through? What has he got himself out of? You know, because a lot of people talk about it. You know, how tough growing up it was growing up for him. But for some people in the league, the toughest part of their life has been trying to win a game.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that to me, you know, the real analytic is what have you been through and how many people respect you. And, you know, I don't think enough organizations pay attention to that. But this is one of the most respected people in the league, man. Speaking of that, let's talk about Bullies Get Bullied, man. We ain't gonna talk about who you said that to either. But, you know what I mean?
Bullies get bullied, man. Yeah.
I mean, you can talk, you know, vaguely about, you know, just that whole sentiment. I know at that point, you know, you was like, man, whatever, you ain't gonna do that. But it's bigger than that, bro. Yeah. It's bigger than that.
It is, man. Especially like you said, with that, you know, it's just like a joke, you know. Boogie was messing with Buddy Hill.
Yeah.
And I was like, leave him alone, man. He too big, man.
Right.
Buddy Chata. I was like, man, watch out, boy. You know, bullies get bullied. You know, laughing. You know, that's a little brother.
That's mine,
you know,
too.
It's all, yeah. So, you know, it's all love. But, you know, just take another note. Like what you said, just being respected. You know, I treat everybody the same with respect. And that's how I was raised. Like, you know, I ain't, because what I got, because I've been on both ends. You know what I'm saying? Welfare lines and getting soup at the soup line on Sunday at the Salvation Army. So I've been through it all. So just treating everybody respect, man. And that's what I want. People to treat me how I treat them. That's respect. So that's all.
Yeah, I see that as like, kind of like, you know, what I just said about, you know, how we would sit on the team. Like, man, look, man. you got to play the right way, man. I feel like for Boogie, that was a part in his career. Like, okay. I got to chill out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's been battling some injuries myself. You know, if anybody knows about that, it's tough. And but, you know, he's still playing out there. And you know.
He bounced back strong, had a great season, too.
He's bouncing back. And, you know, I applaud him for keep pushing, man. Keep pushing.
Keep going,
you know,
little bro.
Everybody had that time in their career when they get checked a little.
Yeah. I had my time. Yeah. So, you know, we all go through it.
I'm just blessed to have him early, so he did it early and nobody saw it. So that's another thing. What's next?
Man, I'm just really just I got the entertainment company, so, you know, getting to movies, man. I want to get into some movies, and, you know, I know, you know, Mike, you know, he's into movies, so got some meetings, sit down with some people. That's my next venture I want to do, and just keep growing, man, and learning and, you know, seeing what's next for me to do, and, you know, in my life, you know, because I'm young still, you know, I retire, so, you know, I got stuff I want to do, and, you know, so that's where I'm at.
It's a chance for you to really go out there and be, show who you are, man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man, like, we don't really see you talk about, like, you know, people put the stigma out there, but we don't really see you talk about, you know, what's going on. And I feel like I've been in locker rooms and I've been in cars together talking or on the plane talking with Zeebo, and I know it's a lot more to him, man. I think a platform like this for you would be perfect, man. You know, especially if you want to start the movies. I mean, I definitely would like to hear what you had to say, man. You got to be out there more, bro.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
What I wanted you on.
Yeah. Like you said, like, you know, getting out there more and, you know, still talking, because, you know, I've been through a lot, man, seen a lot, and, you know, just, you know, different avenues, you know, from people getting out of penitentiary, from the federal penitentiary, the state penitentiary, changing their lives to, you know, situations, to stories, so many different avenues. So, man, just like you said, man, I'm proud of you, too, what you're doing, man. You've been, these new 3 and 4s, you've been doing this, so you've been what these guys are now, you know, with the, you know, the big man, so, man, keep going, and, no, you got a lot left in your tank, you know?
I'm trying, man. But look, man, this right here, this was for Memphis, man.
901,
man. I appreciate you coming on, Z, man.
Yeah, man.
Gotta hear more from you, man.
Sure.
Love you, dog. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.